Coming in at number 21 in the 45 greatest WA tracks countdown, it is, of course, Abbey May with Come Again. And Matt, we said we couldn't have a countdown without Abbey May, but that marks her third official entry in the countdown this year.
Trey Abbey May. It's very exciting and well-deserved as well. Tracks which all sound really different, but all are just bloody spectacular.
Yeah, all rightfully deserving their place. And super excitingly, we are joined on the phone right now by Abbey May. Hello, mate.
Hello. Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, really well. Congratulations. You've had all three tracks that were on our long list have all been voted in by the listeners to the 45.
That's awesome. It sounds like all my Irish family have called in and made this happen, so I'm delighted.
It's not a conspiracy. We promised that it was purely and solely off merit, Abbey. Hey, tell us a little bit about Carmageddon. It's coming at number 21, right in front of Mammalian Locomotion and Doomsday Clock. This one, though, from 2013's Kiss My Apocalypse.
I wrote it... I would have been about, that's nearly 10 years ago, isn't it? A long time ago. And I was just kind of really playing around with twisting that rock and roll formula. I find rock and roll can get a bit cliche, and I think that if we continued, we were probably going to head that way. So Sam Ford really, you know, put the fire under my rump and was like, let's go a little bit nuts on this. And yeah, like working with him has been incredible. So him and I put that one together, and it was just born out of a desire to experiment and do different things rather than what was really going to cement us as something that probably made a lot more money if we were going to stay in rock and roll. But we just were never driven by that. So I'm proud of that song because it was made with artistic merit.
Yeah, absolutely. And wonderful to hear there was such great support from Sam, who's doing really cool things in our music community now. What else?
Absolutely. It's cool to see him doing a WA-based and WA artist-supporting record label, Tone City Records. It's very cool to see him living out his dreams as well. He's always been a passionate supporter of WA music, so I would have to say I do share this and the Mammalian Locomotion I recorded with him as well. So he's done so well in this too. And Doomsday Clock with Matt Geo, like a lot of people do really need to celebrate their collaborators, and I just think that's the best bit. So many people work to make different songs, and Sam's definitely made a lot of great songs in his time.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Abbey, you've been very upfront with your reciprocated love between RTR FM and listeners of the station, and we've sort of loved you right back. Do you want to say anything to the folks right now who are listening in who have voted those three songs into the countdown?
Yeah, I want to say an absolute heartfelt thank you. It means a lot to me that songs that have been such a big part of my life and my career, but also my own creative catharsis, are, you know, loved and considered by people. It's a beautiful thing. So I can just say thank you. I really mean it.
Yeah, it's such a wonderful thing to see your name pop up three times in the countdown today. And I can confirm, Abbey, that you are the most represented artist appearing in today's 45 countdown. So congrats.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
thank you. Wow.
I'm glad that it's like a guitar demon like you as well. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
In studio with us because you're like actually on the road right now being a rock star. Where are you?
We've just landed in Margaret River. We're playing at the River Hotel, which is a really cool venue here. We're really looking forward to... So I'm playing a solo set. I do a bit of a... It's actually a bit more like a stand-up comedy routine with a few songs in it, to be honest. But I've got a few pre-rolled jokes that I like to bring out. Very self-deprecating, so no one's a victim, I promise. It's going to be fun. It's been pretty cool bringing out the 12-string guitar and just, you know, enjoying the music and not being too serious about stuff. Because I think we all need to have a bit of a laugh at the moment. Has been a really difficult time, obviously. So getting out and playing shows is just such an awesome relief.
Oh, totally.
For sure. So if the creative juices are flowing with shows and touring, is there any new Abbey May material on the way?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh.
So a song that was in the 45 Doomsday Clock was produced and co-written with Matt Geo and features voices of great singers like Offa Fotu and Joni Hogan. So I'm making an album with Matt Geo. Hopefully I'll be able to pull those girls back in as well for some music as well. So, yeah, the album I'm basically just, you know, touring around to raise a bit of money for, I'll be making throughout this year. Should be out in 2023. I won't be really releasing anything until I've finished the whole record.
Look, if we've learned anything from you, Abby, it is worth the wait, that's for sure.
I will gladly hang out for a year. Sounds wonderful.
Well, thanks, legend.
Abby May, thank you so much for your time. And again, once more, congratulations. 3 songs in this year's Top 45.
Thanks again, guys. So much gratitude. Big love.